So glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
I want to talk to you about living life on the edge. Living life on the edge. Let's go to book of 1 Samuel. Living life on the edge. Where are you at, Steve? Pastor Steve? Am I missing anything? We talked about a couple of things in meeting this morning. Did I get everything? All right. Living life on the edge. Hey, and let's get behind this this can drive, this Thanksgiving drive. Let's make sure we get some great food here, all right? I don't know if you've ever been at that point. I've never been at that point in my adult life. I should have been, but I didn't. But I should have been. So let's just help some people. Amen. So when you go get some green beans, get another one. Get one more. What is it? 50 cents? Come on, or a dollar? Whatever. Go to Save a Lot. They're like 30 cents and expired. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I shop at Save a Lot. I save some. I don't save a lot, but I save some. Anyway, living life on the edge. 1 Samuel, chapter, where am I at? 17, verse number 40. Here's what it says. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. I got to tell you this. If you've ever been to Israel, you know, if you go to the Valley of Elah where this took place, you know, you can find rocks everywhere. So everybody that goes there as Christians just reaches down and picks up a rock. This might have been the rock that killed Goliath. And that's why it's still laying there. Yeah. And so, but what I found out last night from a tour guide that does tours over there, he says what most people don't know is the Israeli army comes in before the crack of dawn every morning and spreads new rocks. Because they said it got to the point there weren't no rocks. Everybody was picking up a rock. So they said, let's bring some more. Here you go. There you go. Easter egg hunt. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I just, you know how my mind works. Squirrel. Yeah, there you go. All right. Then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones that the Israeli army had put there from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And so the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore his shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beast of the field. Father, bless the reading of your word. Give us that which makes preaching easy and effective, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Give us ears to hear that we may receive what you have for us today in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Living life on the edge. I know folks who like to play it safe all the time. And I'm not talking about being foolish. But if you're going to do anything for God and in your life, you're going to have to take some chances and some risk. You're going to have to live life on the edge. And I know a lot of Christians just want to be safe. And I just want to make heaven. Well, I want to make heaven, but I want to take as many people to heaven as I can. And I want to wreak havoc on the powers of hell and his kingdom. I want, when I wake up in the morning, that when I put my feet on the floor, I want all of hell to start scrambling, saying that crazy preacher is up one more time and we better start doing something. I don't want them just to yawn when I wake up. I want them to be upset and trying to scramble to get their forces in line to deal with me. Come on, somebody. Because I don't want to just be average. Average is boring. We don't serve an average God. God is a supernatural, all-encompassing. He is God all by himself. And I want to be what God wants me to be. Can you say amen? One of the main things, though, that you must come to terms with is this, that your dream and God's assignment in your life has no respect for your comfort zone. That your comfort zone has nothing to do. If you want to reach what God has for you, then you're not going to be able to be comfortable all the time. I know that God come to comfort the comfortless and make uncomfortable those who are comfortable. Can you say amen? You see, we got to understand that if you want to stay in your comfort zone, you will always live in a limited situation. If you want to stay in your comfort zone, you will be limited. Somewhere along the line, you got to be get comfortable being uncomfortable. At somewhere in your life, somewhere along in the line, you've got to grow comfortable that I'm all right being uncomfortable. I've never been this way before, but as long as I'm holding on to Jesus' hand, I don't have to fear and I don't have to be afraid, because if God be for me, who can be against me? And even though that I may have never walked this way before or done what I'm about to try, I know that my God is already gone before me and made every crooked place straight, so I don't have to back up or back down, but I can stand up and square my shoulders back and say, I know who I am in Christ Jesus, and I will do what the Lord has called me to do. My God, y'all about to make me preach. Hallelujah. Hang on, I feel like I'm back in Uruguay. Go ahead, my translator, go ahead. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine translator keeping up with me? But he did. That man's incredible. When God truly calls you to do something great, get ready to stretch. Get ready to stretch. I don't know about you, but stretching is uncomfortable unless you're used to doing it. Yoga. Uh-uh. No, sir. But God wants to stretch you and I. Whatever he calls you to do will always be beyond you. Because if you could do it by yourself, you wouldn't need God. And if you could do it by yourself, you wouldn't give God credit for when it comes to pass. Because when you do what God's called you to do, you're going to be able to stand up and say, I know that it was the hand of God and it wasn't the hand of whoever you are. And because of this, you will be forced to move in faith, to stretch beyond your own limitations. And part of the process of moving in faith is understanding this. That if the plan is great, if the dream is great, if the goal is great, get ready for the risk to be also great, because the bigger or the biggest dreams are not safe. The biggest dreams are not safe. Getting married, that ain't safe. Come on, somebody. However, that's why we want to shack up. Because there ain't no risk. I could just say goodbye. Out the door. Make a new plan stand. Get off the bus, Gus. Now, you know what I'm saying? That's what? Drop off what? Drop off the key, Lee. Ain't no time to be me. Anyway, so that's what we do. Because you know that if you ever get married, oh, there's risk. That's like the boy, the woman asked her husband for a divorce. He said, honey, I don't want a divorce. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll buy you a new car. She goes, no, I don't want a new car. She said, all right, well, I'll buy you a new diamond ring. I don't want a new diamond ring. I'll buy you a new house. I don't want a house. I want a divorce. He said, I didn't want to spend that much. And that's why we shack up and try to play it safe. Because here's the deal. If you really believe that this is for a lifetime and that is God's design. Uh-huh. Oh, shut the front door. I'm going there, ain't I? So that is God's design, but what we want to do is we want to give the milk away before we ever buy the cow. You calling me a heifer? No, heifer. But here's the reality, because if you ever, you know, the biggest dreams are not safe. And so if you go ahead and make that decision that I'm going to get married, guess what? You realize you can't get out of it so fast. So now you got to really make sure that that's what God wants you to do is get married. And that's what God wants you to do, that you want to make sure, because it's not so easy to get out of it. The biggest dreams are not safe. If anyone knew about the living life on the edge, it was David. And if you do anything big, if you do anything significant for God, you will be required to overcome fear and live life out there on the edge. It's not safe, but you got to do it. If you don't learn to step out and move in faith, even in the times when you feel uncomfortable and overwhelmed, then you will never do great things, because fear will always control you. And God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. That's why people are held captive in their own homes, because of fear. Oh, the devil is a liar. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to cower in a corner somewhere. I'm going to be smart. I'm going to do my best to protect myself. But I am not going to cower in a corner, because I know in whom I have believed, and his name is Jesus. The moment that you step out in faith and get out there on the edge, get ready for the mocking voices of the enemy to begin threatening you throughout the process, declaring you will fail. You can't do this. It's too much. Stay safe. Don't try it. Don't risk it. It's too risky. You're not enough. Your church and your ministry, they can't do that. They'll be declaring you will fail. You can't do it. Who do you think you are? You ever notice when you try to do something big, people go, who do you think you are? Oh, speak to the finger. You ain't even worth the hand. The devil will use your friends, your enemies, and even other preachers. They will even use your family to underestimate you. And all these speak against your purpose, and they speak against your next level, and you will have to manage these times. But there is this truth. Point number one is this. It doesn't matter who doubts you. You're not in trouble till you begin to doubt yourself. It doesn't matter who doubts you. You're not in trouble until you start doubting yourself. Listen to me, church. We need to come to understand that people don't have to believe in your dream. You do. People don't have to believe in what God told you. You do. People don't have to believe. Now, listen, we've got to understand that God's got great things in store for many of us, and many are for all of us. But if you keep doubting yourself and you keep having an off again and on again relationship with God, you ain't going to know what he's saying. But man, when you get there and stay there in the holies of holies, when you get there and stay there with God, he knows how to speak to you and get you out of a rut. You know what a rut is? A rut is a grave with both ends kicked out of it. I don't want to live in a rut or in a grave. God didn't call me to live in that. He said, I come that you may have a life, and that you may have it more abundantly. And I refuse to live a life of mediocrity, and I refuse to live a life that is less than what God has called me to live, because I know in whom I have believed. I can't do it on my own, but through Christ Jesus, I can do all things that he has ever placed in my heart and in my spirit. And I will do what he's called me to do, because I'm going to live out there on the edge. Well, glory. You got to learn to cope with moving and risk. Get ready to be controlled and ruled by others forever, hindered by your own insecurities if you don't. Do you think that people who have done great things in their life and great things in God, that they never had fear? Courage is understanding that there's fear, but the disregarding of it. That I'm going to do it anyway. If you don't learn to cope with it, you're going to find yourself living a life of insecurities. Either you learn to live and move forward, dream and succeed by moving in faith, or you stay trapped in a season that God intended for you to outgrow. God didn't intend you to stay where some of you are. God intended you to outgrow it. But instead of outgrowing it, you just became stale where you are. My God, I don't know who I'm talking to. Or you thought your time was over. Woo! Sheparosa. I know what I'm talking about because I have felt that way myself sometimes. I thought, my Lord, I'm over 50. I'm over the hill. I don't know how much more I can do now. Oh, if I can just make it over to God a little further. I don't know. Lord, maybe it's time for somebody. You got to understand that God's not looking at you that way. You're looking at yourself that way. I had to understand that God said, I can still do great things now that you've grown up a little bit, now that you're matured a little bit. I had to get you through some stuff to get you to where you are right now. And if you'll just let me use you and begin to dream again, he said, I can do great and mighty things in your life. I hath not seen, an ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has in store for you. If you will just dream, don't let fear hold you back or hold you down. Don't let age hold you back or hold you down. Understand that I'm going to live life on the edge. Glory to God. Anything I've ever done that was substantial, and anything that I will do that is substantial, or you, it had and will contend with me moving in faith, getting on the edge and taking a risk. I left Mobile, Alabama, my hometown, at the early age of 18. I moved to Panama City, Florida. Met my wife. Got married. Started a career. 5 years into that, left my career to go pastor a little church in Bluntstown of 18 people. Risk, risk, risk. God called me to Crystal River. I didn't even know where Crystal River was. Came down and preached, and I came here 24 years ago. And God's done great things in our lifetime since we came. However, everything that we've ever done was risk. Building the building, risk. Building this, risk. Buying the new property, risk. Doing whatever, putting on staff, risk. Everything's a risk, but somebody has got to live on the edge. If everybody tries to stay safe, you're going to continue to think that the world is a flat instead of the world is round. God's called you to be adventurous. God's called you to come up and come out of the dilapidated state that some of us are living in. Your challenge doesn't come to destroy you, but it reveals who you are and what you're made of. Woo! See, some of you thought because you went through a challenge and you came out limping, you thought that, bless God, it's over. No, God said, I'm going to use the limp, my God. I'm going to use the limp to show other people who are limping to say that you are not done. You are not through. You can make it through. It doesn't matter who walked out on you. It doesn't matter who talked about you, because God said, I can use you. Now, let me give you a couple of hard fault lessons. Lord Jesus, what time is it? I got like 4 more points. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Yeah. I might have to finish it next week. Just let me give you this one. Let me give you this one. Courage is the cost of doing something big. Courage. Yeah. I'm going to show my age right now. But what was the guy's name on Saturday Night Live? I know y'all don't watch that. Y'all too holy. But on Saturday Night Live, there's a kid. And you remember, it was a grown man. And he would wear his pants all jacked up to here. Stewart. Yeah, I knew some of y'all not just a bunch of unholy folk. Stewart. And remember, Stewart would go, look what I can do. And they're like, what? Yeah, look what I can do. That's all he would do. And it ain't nothing. But that's what some of us are doing. Look what I can do. I can walk. Well, bless your little pea-picking heart. Look what I can do. I can do things that are safe. Now, please hear me. I'm not telling you to go out there and be foolish. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I believe I can fly. I'm going to jump off the building. You're going to crash and break something. And if you don't, when you get up, I'm going to beat you to you where you can't stand up anymore. Are you stupid? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stuff that God's calling you to do. See, listen, do you remember when Peter stepped out on the water? He didn't step out. He didn't look at Jesus and go, I believe I can do that. And step out. No. He looked at Jesus and he was scared where he was. And he said, if it be thou, Jesus, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he stepped out on the word of the Lord. He didn't step out on waves. He stepped out on the word that the Lord gave him to come. So I've come by to tell you, when the Lord gives you a word, don't be afraid to step out on that word. Don't be afraid to grab a hold of that word and begin to walk it out until it's done. I don't care what anybody else said. Can you imagine the other disciples said, man, where are you going? I'm going over there with Jesus. Shoot, man. He done bid me to come. I'm coming over. Why you think? Oh, he thinks he's something. He's always doing something stupid. You know that, you know. But thank God that somebody got on the edge. Somebody said, God, where I'm at is not working. Where I'm at, the things that I know to do is not working. You told me to go to the other side, but I'm trying to get to the other side. And what I'm trying to do in myself, I'm trying to row. I'm trying to use my own intellect. I'm a sailor. So I'm trying to use everything that I have to get to the other side. But the circumstances are keeping me from getting there. And Lord, there's a storm in my life. I need some help. And Jesus says, come. Well, shoot, I ain't doing no good where I am. Let me just step out there on what Jesus said and go do what he's called me to do. Hey, it takes guts to be a world changer. You know what gets me? What gets me is people say that Christians, that we want all Christians to be cookie cutters. No, baby, we do not. Because you don't ever really know who you are until you come to know Christ. You don't know your true identity until you know Christ. You thought what you've been through defines who you are. You thought the stuff that you've been through is what who you are. Well, I'm a divorcee. I'm a widow. I'm a widower. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm a has-been. Hey, baby, you ain't none of those things. You are what God says you are. You're an overcomer. What you've been through is not what defines you. Well, I've been abused. I'm so sorry, but there is healing at the cross of Calvary. But Pastor, I'm an addict. Oh, no, you used to be, baby. But there's a power of God that can set you free. You can have what God says you can have, because that's the kind of God that I serve. Anybody can survive. Anybody can maintain and be status quo. But to be a world changer, to reach your community, to reach your family, to truly make a significant mark and to fulfill the magnitude of your promise, it takes courage. It takes courage. It takes courage. Because as long as you are in this, on some level, you're going to have to overcome fear. People thought it was easy to step out and start pastoring. Well, ask Pastor Steve if it was easy. Ah, my Lord. You're successful in business, and then you're going to step out and take away half a cut and pay just to go do. Nuh-uh. It ain't easy. But God is sufficient. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Listen closely to me. Because, you know, Pentecostals are people of extreme. We'll go from one extreme to the other. Some of y'all are thinking right now, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit my job and go into ministry. No, you ain't. You better stay at your job till the Lord calls you out. You hearing what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because what's going to happen, you'll jump out there and then blame God because why aren't you hungry? Well, Lord, I'm hungry. You said for me this. No, no, ain't what he said. Just do what he said. Not what you want him to say. I'm going to say that again. Do what he says, not what you want him to say. The fulfillment of your great promise often lies on the other side of fear. That if you will conquer the fear. See, some of y'all just need to conquer the fear. Some of y'all just need to conquer. Conquer the fear. Let the thing which holds you become an enemy of it. Right. Con- conflict and chaos are often part of the fulfillment of the purpose of a big dream. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Well, what'd you do in life? Well, I'm breathing. My major development today is that I was able to take a breath. Well, praise God. Maybe if you, you know, don't have a lung. But for those of us who are healthy, breathing is not that big. You know, you got COPD? All right, it might be big. But for those of us who are healthy, what'd you do? Well, bless the Lord, I got out of bed. Well, bless your pea-picking heart. How you doing, man? You ought to get a medal. I mean, you understanding what I'm saying? See, don't throw in the towel when you encounter tough times. You got to get used to conquering fear at every level. Because where God's calling you is not who you are right now. By the time you get done with what God wants you to do, you're going to be somebody completely different. Amen. So he's going to let you go through the process so that you will be somebody. Oh my gosh. All right, I got two more long points. All right, three. I ain't going to finish. I'm going to give you that. Come on back. Living life on the edge. Stand to your feet. Courage is the cost of doing something big. What's God told you to do? What's God's calling you to do? Now listen to me. I don't need a bunch of emails saying, Pastor, God told you anything about me? Yeah, he did. He told me something about every one of you. Listen to him. Read your Bible. Pray. Let the convicting power of the Holy Spirit do its work in your life. How many are going to decide I'm going to live life on the edge? I'm going to live life on the edge, man. I just get so tired being safe. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The first step to you living life on the edge is asking Jesus to come into your heart. Well, Pastor, how can that be? Because if you get saved, then there's going to be some changes in your life. If you truly give your heart to Christ, there will be some changes in your life. You may have to quit going to some places you've been going. You might have to quit looking at some things you've been looking at. You might have to quit doing some things you've been doing. But it's the greatest life that you'll ever have. And if that's you, I give you my word. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to come up here. But if that's you, just slip up your hand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus. Anybody in this room, I see that hand. I see that hand. God bless you, sir. I see that hand. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. I want to pray with everybody in this building. If you feel so comfortable, just lift up your hands as a sign of surrender unto God. And I want to pray for those three that raised their hand for salvation. And I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. And I'm going to take a risk. And it's a risk on you. Because you died for me. Cleanse me and make me whole today. That I may never be the same again. Go home with me. Go to work with me. Let the change take place in my life. That I may become the overcomer. That person that's living life on the edge. As Pastor talked about today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spirit Life Team, come very quickly. And if you need prayer or you want prayer, then our Spirit Life team is here to pray with you. Maybe there's some things that God's calling you to do and you just need somebody to pray with you and believe that God's going to overcome this. That God's going to help you see the way clear, see the way through. Whatever that might look like. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Do what only you can do. They're going to play this through. They're going to play this through a time. Then Pastor Williams is going to come and dismiss us in prayer.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.